Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lee Stang. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hinton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Two outs. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Orsino drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brown out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt, who is chasing the ball. Alvis reaches third base with a triple. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alvis scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang bunts in front of the plate. Orsino fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball towards left. Wagner settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wagner. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Alvis hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Palfari strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Davalillo. Powell reaches second base with a double. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Palfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0-for-0 in the game. Stang hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-1 in the game. Barber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Alves hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-2 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first, with Stang covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bulfari. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinton moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Orsino and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hinton tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, Indians. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonzalez is walked intentionally. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0-for-1 in the game. Stang bunts towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davalillo scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Robin Roberts now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Alvis hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wagner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaborn pinch hits for Robin Roberts. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0-for-1 in the game. Stang strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-3 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hinton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bulfari for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Powell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.